What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, August 24th, 2022, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting a lot long, slow, glide down to Pauha on a Friday, and whatever is going to ensue over the coming weekend. And, you know, the insanity just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm starting to feel like I'm living in the middle of a Twilight Zone episode. I mean, things are just that crazy out there. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. It's another busy news day, and we're going to try and get as much news as we can in before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. We are learning more and more about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Now, when it first happened, the White House issued a statement that they had no idea the Department of Justice was doing this. They had no idea the FBI was down there in Florida, and they only found out about it, you know, on the news, you know, with everybody else. Well, that's turned out to be pretty much of a lie. It looks like the buildup to this attack on Donald Trump has been in progress for a while here. There's a story out of Sputnik News basically talking about newly disclosed memos that show the Biden administration asked the National Archives to greenlight FBI access to documents stored at Mar-a-Lago regardless of executive privilege months before the raid. Okay, and to basically go on back, the National Archives were basically encouraged by the White House to say to the FBI, go get those documents at Mar-a-Lago. And so, yeah, this was coming down from the very, very top. Whoever is pulling Joe Biden's little marionette strings is behind all of this. Okay. Now, former Department of Defense Chief of Staff Kash Patel is arguing that the FBI raid against Mar-a-Lago is actually linked to the Russia probe. This is not the first time this has come up, that what the FBI was really after were not classified documents and nuclear codes, but documents Donald Trump had regarding the fraud of Russiagate and the FBI's involvement in it. And we had a caller who called in talking about this upcoming trial in which there's going to be a lot of names named about just who was behind this Christopher Steele dossier. And so this may have been the FBI trying to head off potential evidence that might be submitted during that trial. Okay, little article here. Headline is a bit of a foregone conclusion. It's from newstarget.com saying Democrats planning to steal midterms. Not exactly a breaking headline. We all know that here. And apparently the Biden administration is partnering with TikTok, which is based in China, ahead of the crucial elections. And this is continuing a pattern of co-opting all social media to basically suppress any mentions of election fraud and ballot box stuffing and electioneering and illegals voting and so forth and so on, because the Democrats are going to try and steal the November election. They've made it very obvious. That's the only way they can stay in power. And so, yeah, there's a problem. And over at Eric, the ERIC is this voter registration system. It is funded by George Soros, and it's used in dozens of states. And according to this story that came on out of News Target, it is politically compromised. Imagine my shock over that. And so, yeah, and I don't know about you. I'm getting tired of these billionaires who are unelected and who think their billions, you know, make them gods. And they use their money to basically play with the country like it's their own personal toy. And it isn't. It's our country. It belongs to we the people. And we have certain rules about who we allow to run the place. And it seems like everybody's ignoring those rules. Okay. Now, conservative groups, because of the backlash against Biden, the Democrats, the Mar-a-Lago raid, conservative groups are seeing tons and tons of campaign cash pouring on in. And now, liberals are basically saying, oh, this is a horrible thing. This is bad. Conservatives are getting all this money here. And it's kind of hypocritical because of the Democrats using dark money to dominate elections. So, it goes back to Saul Alinsky, always accuse your opponents of the crimes you yourself are committing. Getting on to COVID and other illnesses and so forth, I love this one. This came from ABC News. And out there with a straight face, they're saying that flu is making a comeback in the U.S. after an unusual year off. And they had a little chart of, how many people died of flu. And then, of course, last year it was like, hardly any. And then this year, flu is coming back, the way it normally does. Well, this is not really a mystery. Last year, cases of flu were being misdiagnosed as COVID-19 to drive up those numbers, to increase the fear porn, to convince you to get these shots. And ABC News is acting all innocent, like they have no idea what's going on. Like, wow, that's kind of weird here. Now, do you remember a group called Frontline Doctors? They were among the first to go public saying there's something hinky about this whole COVID-19, this coercion of vaccines, the violation of the Nuremberg Code here, and this frontline doctors, they were demonized in the media. Many of them lost their medical licenses. A few of them were even thrown in jail. Okay, and that was back in 2020. And now, of course, events have shown they were right. They were absolutely right. They were trying to warn us. They are actually heroes. And they really suffered for it. So, they're the good guys. And as usual in this society, the good guys are made to suffer, whether it's Edward Snowden or Julian Assange or, frontline doctors. Okay, now down in Florida, DeSantis is pushing to remove the vaccine mandates, and he's pushing for a law to allow the vaccine injured to sue for damages. And there are a lot of vaccine injured people out there from these COVID shots. It's recorded in the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording Database. And the lawsuits should start, and these pharmaceutical companies should be bankrupted for putting profits ahead of public health. Okay. Now, up in Canada, the situation there is getting really out of control. Over at Stu Peters, they're reporting that literally hundreds of Canadian doctors have died after getting their fourth booster shot, which has now been mandated for the medical field. If you work in the medical field in Canada, you got to get the fourth shot. Oh, geez, sorry you fell over dead, but hey, it's all going to work out in the end. My goodness. All right, getting into media and... I got something out of order here. Canada, meanwhile, has announced millions of dollars in funding for a new COVID isolation site, otherwise known as a concentration camp. And Trudeau is going to spend $4.2 million in additional funding to keep a Windsor Essex, its quote marks, voluntary site afloat until March of next year. And they're still playing the game up there, and Justin Trudeau is enjoying his power. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization chief is saying that the pandemic demonstrated that the world needs a stronger, empowered organization. Now, this is they're going back to that global pandemic treaty where the World Health Organization is given authority over sovereign nations to go into countries and say, oh, these people have got to be quarantined. These people have to be inoculated with experimental treatments. The Nuremberg Code be gosh darned and so forth and so on there. Okay, now let's see. Getting on back to the media. Bill Gates is one of those billionaires who's out there thinking his billions make him God. And apparently he has gifted the traditional media, meaning the liberal media, with some $319 million in funding. You know, and people get upset because RBN and what really happened are asking for 20 bucks here and there. So there's this new report. It came out from Mint Press. It showed the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has distributed the funds in over 30,000 individual grants to media outlets all around the world. And it's even reached Germany to Der Spiegel, who got $5 million in funding. And what Bill Gates is buying is bias. He wants the media to reflect his worldview. You know, objective journalism has become an endangered species in this world. Okay, let's get on to the international news now. Remember the evacuation of Afghanistan? Sort of, kind of, maybe there are reportedly still American citizens trapped in Afghanistan who cannot get out. Following Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, a lot of Afghanis were evacuated. They were housed temporarily in the United Arab Emirates and promised that they would be resettled from there. It's been quite a while, and they're still in the United Arab Emirates, and so they're starting to protest. They didn't want to stay, you know, in this relocation camp, and who can blame them? And it's just another way that the U.S. really screwed things up for the Afghani people. Meanwhile, over in Ukraine, the big oozing sore spot on the planet right now, Zelensky is out there vowing to fight until the end without any concessions. This was a speech he made on Ukrainian Independence Day. And he does love to talk tough. He's talking about reclaiming Crimea, and they've thrown a few bombs over there. But he's out there, you know, pounding on the podium and sounding defiant. It's kind of a blend between Mussolini and Khrushchev. Okay. Now, the United Nations is kind of concerned about the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. And one United Nations official, Rosemary DiCarlo, before the Security Council meeting that was held yesterday, said, let's just declare the area around the power plant a military-free zone. The Russians can't be there. The Ukrainians can't be there. That may be the best way to settle the situation down. I'll tell you right now, Ukraine will never go for that. Okay, they're not going to go for that. Meanwhile, the IAEA is again requesting permission to visit the nuclear power plant and evaluate what's going on. Now, there are six reactors at the complex. Four have already been shut down. Two are remaining. And apparently the cooling system of reactor number three has bullet holes in it. That's not a good thing for a cooling system to have. Meanwhile, the United States is ramping up drone strikes in the Middle East and Africa. It's like the United States says, we want to attack the entire planet all at once just because nobody's ever done it before. And we're going to get in the Guinness Book of World Records. Or some such rationale. I don't know what they're thinking over there. It's the problem with legalizing marijuana is your politicians start smoking it if they weren't already. Okay, so they're ramping up these drone strikes in the Middle East and Africa. They're hitting the mountains of Afghanistan. They're hitting Libya. And, you know, it's just death and destruction all over the place, remote controlled from here in the United States of America. Okay, now everyone's been talking about stealths, you know, stealthy ships, stealthy aircraft, stealthy whatever. And the Chinese have come up with a new development. Very clever, those Chinese. I mean, they're ahead of us in hypersonic technology, and now they've come out with something else. It's a radar that looks for heat signatures, and it has a range of 300 kilometers. Now, there's one thing about stealth ships and stealth aircraft, they put out heat. Now, they try and minimize that. If you look at the F-117 engine intake and the engine outlets, they've got screens over them to try and suppress the infrared signature, but they're not 100% effective. There is a heat signature there, and apparently China has developed this scanning system that will reach 300 kilometers and pick up these telltale heat signatures. You know, and yeah, that's it. No more stealth. You know, we see you coming, and that's going to be a bit of a problem for things like the B-2. Boy, and how much money we spent on that thing. Now, this is kind of interesting. It's a story that came out of Daily Mail, and it turns out the U.S. government is freezing the sperm of 1,000 veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan because there's an infertility problem that's surfacing among these veterans. They're not able to go home, start a family. And, you know, these are veterans who endured those burn pits, which were highly toxic. Some of them suffered brain injuries and mental trauma. And, you know, experimental drugs get used on them as well. They're given injections that aren't even cleared for the American people. So something is sterilizing them. And, yeah, I'm sure they'd like to find out what that is, because I'm sure after all they've gone through, these veterans, all they want to do is they want to go home, you know, get out of the military service, start a career, get married, buy a home, start a family, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they're not able to have children. And one of the problems they're already dealing with are those depleted uranium munitions. Now, before the munitions are used, depleted uranium is a solid metal. It's used in shells. It's denser and harder than lead and carries more kinetic energy to the target than a conventional lead shell. And while it's in that metallic form, it's relatively safe to handle. Not totally. I had a friend who loaded shells onto the A-10 attack aircraft, and he came down with cancer. The problem with depleted munitions, depleted uranium munitions, when they are fired and the shell hits a target, it vaporizes. And you have all this radioactive dust, and it's on the ground. And when the wind blows, the dust picks up, it goes through the air, you inhale it into your lungs, you get all kinds of problems. And one of the things that the corporate media is hiding from you, on a long list of things being hidden from you, is that the incidence of severe birth deformities among our veterans' families is very, very high, much higher than the population at large, and it does appear to be linked to the radiation damage they were exposed to from these depleted uranium munitions. And, you know, the U.S. Military loves depleted uranium. As I mentioned before, it's more effective than lead. And as a side bonus, it takes our nuclear waste problem and it makes it some other country's nuclear waste problem. So, hey, it's a win-win. You know, why not keep going here? All right, let's talk about the economy. There is a lot going on there. Article out of RaymondMHoare.com. It calls for preparing for the perfect storm that's getting ready to hit the U.S. this winter. And they're talking about how food prices are going up, energy prices are going up. The time to prepare is now. Start, you know, using a budget. And stick to it. You know, don't use your credit cards to eat unless it's the very, very last resort, because it's going to be a hard winter. The Old Farmer's Almanac is saying that. Other indicators are saying that it's going to be a very hard winter. Heating costs are going to be at a premium, especially in Europe. And so the time to get ready for that is now. You really, really should. You know, being a prepper is no longer, you know, a fringe lifestyle. It is something that we all need to be looking at to some degree or another. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news, and all of a sudden, there are rumors all over that there will be no Iran nuclear deal. Now, we know that Benny Gantz is coming to the United States, in a last-ditch effort to make sure there is no revival of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action nuclear deal, P5+1. So this rumor that there's no Iran nuclear deal, which is probably Gantz started it, has resulted in oil prices going up again. So get ready to get stuck at the gas pump yet again, courtesy of Benny Gantz. All righty. Now, interestingly enough, there's an article over at Your Destination Now. American cities that are run by Democrats are seeing a 50% decline in activity because people are fleeing. You know, cities like Portland and San Francisco are emptying out. The activity in their downtown areas has plummeted by half in the past several years. Well, the reason is obvious. You go to these downtown areas, they're filled with homeless. They're filled with illegal immigrants. There are drug paraphernalia all over the ground. There's trash everywhere. Why would you want to engage in commerce in an environment like that? And, it's true. You go to these Democrat-run cities, you know, you swear you're standing in some third-world area that just got bombed. You know, oh, it looks like an airstrike happened here. What happened here? You know, was it a nuclear bomb? No, it was a Democrat. And so that's where we are on that one here. Okay. Now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is going to allocate about $500 million, a little more than $500 million, to help poor farmers. That's a good thing. And to increase diversity in agricultural careers. Okay, I think this diversity thing has gone just a little bit too far. You know, I think at this point, given the supply chain problems and the food shortages and the food prices, anybody willing to get out and work in that field, you've got a job. You know, it's time to give up all this fluffy liberal nonsense and just get practical. Get things done. It's just silly. It is absolute nonsense. All right, Biden is set to announce forgiveness of student loan debt for millions of Americans. And you might think, you know, this is something that's going to be kind of positive. And basically what he's doing is he's buying these students' votes for the midterm elections in 2024. You know, oh, Biden, let me get, you know, skate on my school loans. I'm definitely going to vote for him. And, yeah, it's a form of vote buying. But there is a backlash on it because you have a lot of people who paid for their own education. I mean, when I went to college, I didn't have student loans. I worked my way through college as a professional magician. And, you know, or you have people who went to college and they've already paid off their student loans. And they're all steaming mad. You know, do I get some of this cash? You know, it just seems like it's almost a lottery. You know, if you're a student and you still owe your student loans, you may have won. And for everybody else is saying, you know, this is not fair. And I can certainly see their point on that. You know, and my issue on the student loans is, you know, it's kind of mixed. Because on one hand, I realize that college has been oversold in this country. It's become a new racket. You know, this idea that if you go to college and you get a degree in, say, Sanskrit, that you're going to make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and be able to pay off those student loans in, oh, 10 or 15 years. And therefore, it's a really good deal. And a lot of people get on the hook for these student loans. They go to college, they get a degree in art history, and they still wind up working at Wendy's. And they're stuck. They're on the hook for those student loans. So that's one side. The other side is these students did volunteer to sign their name to those loan documents. Okay, and it, you know, they got suckered. It was a bit of a mistake. But if you really want to forgive debt, okay, how about you forgive the American people for the debt the government ran up without our permission? Now, I don't know about you. I always vote for the candidate who promises to curtail government spending, to curtail government borrowing, and to lower taxes. And every time I'm disappointed because whoever gets my vote says, well, we're going to have to raise taxes. Remember George Bush? No, read my lips. No new taxes. And, of course, here we have Biden who's cranking up the taxes with his new Inflation Reduction Act. Which there wouldn't be any inflation if it hadn't been for Biden going on a spending spree when he came into office. So it's a complicated issue here. And, you know, a lot of people are very angry in that this is favoring just one narrow segment of the population rather than the American people as a whole. And, you know, because ultimately this $300 billion is going to come out of our taxes. So you're basically forcing a plumber to pay for a lawyer's college education. We got to take another break for commercials. Back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the economic news and specifically about the student loan crisis. And how, you know, Biden's announcement that he's going to forgive these student loans for certain students is getting a mixed reaction. Obviously, the students are going to be happy that they're not going to have to pay those loans back. Those people who finance their own college education are feeling like they have been abandoned. And it's another area of contention that is fracturing our society. And that may be part of the intention right there. Now, interestingly enough, last year, Nancy Pelosi warned that Joe Biden doesn't actually have the legal authority for a student debt handout. And, precise details are still being hammered out, but they're talking about a one-time $10,000 gift to borrowers who are earning less than $125,000 a year. And it's going to be $300 billion. And Pelosi last year was saying, you know, Biden may not have the authority to do that. And unfortunately, we have a government that isn't really all that conscientious about following the rules, in particular the Bill of Rights. So we'll see where that one's going to go. Over in Great Britain, their private sector is slowing down this month. Factory output is falling. Part of the reason is because of the energy shortage. Factories are running shorter and shorter hours, And so the output is slumping, and with it, the British economy. All right. Now then, Republicans are asking Biden to disclose how much American taxpayer money is being used to pay non-governmental organizations to fly illegal immigrants into and around the United States. That's been a big, huge issue. They're not just letting them stay at the border. A lot of them do, but a lot of them are being picked up and either bused or flown into red states to try and shift the demographics there, even though, again, under the law, illegal immigrants aren't allowed to vote. And, you know, but they are counted in the census, and because of all these new illegal immigrants coming on in, the Democrats can get more congressional districts. And that's part of their plan as well. By the way, interestingly enough, Joe Biden is, after he's done doing his little Democratic presser today, he's heading back to Delaware for more vacation. This guy's taking, boy, I wish I was president and could take that much time off from my job. And a lot of people are very upset because the same Joe Biden who will not spend a penny of your tax dollars to build a wall on the southern border is spending your tax money to build a security wall around his vacation home. And that does seem a little bit of a double standard there. You know, hey, Joe, that money is for the benefit of the American people, not you personally. All right. Up in Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser has once again asked for the National Guard to be deployed to deal with the illegal immigrants being bused into the city. And once again, the Pentagon is saying, no, this is your problem. You said you were a sanctuary city. Be a sanctuary. And so, we believe in sanctuary cities as long as it's over in the red areas. You know, what can I tell you here? And again, part of the problem with the open border is not just illegal immigrants. It is the drugs that are pouring on in, especially the fentanyl. And Customs and Border Protection agents in Arizona seized 1.57 million fentanyl pills and 114 pounds of cocaine hidden within secret compartments of a tractor-trailer rig. I mean, this drug smuggling is big business, and they're starting to see these so-called rainbow fentanyl pills, which look like candy. And people are understandably upset. We're coming up on Halloween. Kids are going to be out trick-or-treating. And, you know, some unscrupulous person or just some idiot, you know, hands them one of these rainbow fentanyl pills instead of a candy, and the kids are going to be in serious trouble because this drug is so potent. It's something like 100 times more potent than heroin, and there's a lot of overdose deaths happening because of it. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a new one that's come on out called Pyro that's even worse. And, you know, that would be another reason to close the border. But now Biden's okay with drugs coming on in. I mean, heck, he was handing out free crack pipes not too long ago here. My goodness. All right. Down in Uvalde, as part of the gun grabber agenda, they're trying yet another repeat of one of the gun grabbers' favorite tactics, which is to sue the gun manufacturers and the gun store. So the lawsuit was filed by the families of the Uvalde victims. They're suing the gun manufacturer, the gun store, the Uvalde City and County Police, the Texas Rangers, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and the U.S. Border Patrol. They're asking for $27 billion. Okay, now setting aside the issue of incompetence by the Uvalde City Police, which was on videotape for everybody to see. This idea of suing gun manufacturers for the crimes committed by the gun owners is utterly ridiculous. That's like suing Ford and General Motors for drunk drivers or hit and runs. It's silly on the face of it. Okay, it really, really is. But, you know, the gun grabbers are desperate to disarm us because, they're becoming the government that we fought a revolution to be free of, you know, including private central banking, autocracy, and totalitarianism. especially with the rigged elections. The government is worried that we're all waking up. You know, we've taken the red pill, to use the Matrix metaphor, and the truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off. And that's where we are right now. All right. Interestingly enough, over in China, there is this movie that's been distributed over there, Minions: The Rise of Gru. It's part of the it's part of a franchise. It's kind of fun, and it's a fun movie. For some reason, China changed the ending of the movie, okay, to make Gru look like more of a sympathetic, heroic character. And I don't know why, but that's what they did. Anyway, in another sign that entertainment is moving away from wokeism, you know, because you get woke, go broke, HBO Max has canceled Ellen DeGeneres' woke animated series that was targeting preschoolers. And so they've canceled several animated shows, including this one by Ellen DeGeneres. And all of these shows focused on hyper-radical woke content and sexual indoctrination of underage children. Okay? And I'm in agreement with this. Okay, I'm absolutely in agreement with this. I mean, if you're gay, you're gay. Go have fun. Don't sell it to the kids as something desirable. Now, I'm one of those individuals who believes that homosexuality is genetically mediated. In fact, I think it's a natural built-in population control mechanism. And we already know that if you are born gay and somebody tries to coerce you into leading a heterosexual lifestyle, it can cause mental damage. You know, that's why all this conversion therapy was causing more harm than good. But the same thing is going to apply in reverse. If somebody is genetically born heterosexual and coerced into a gay lifestyle, it's going to mess them up. And we should, like, avoid that. Okay? I think that would be a good idea. Live and let live. The wisdom of that has gone away. I don't know. Yeah, let kids be kids. I mean, childhood is short enough. You know, leave them alone, really. I mean, just let kids be kids. Okay, this one kind of really bothered me. There's this Christian school, Grace Christian School in Florida, and apparently they issued a warning to parents of LGBTQ students that these students will be asked to leave the school. And the administrators at the school are now facing harassment and threats, which I can kind of understand. Now, this issue of homosexuality and religion has become very complex. There are a lot of organized religious institutions who are dealing with this issue, and that includes the United Methodist Church, which is splitting into two. There's going to be the United Methodist Church, which right now does not allow gay clergy, gay weddings, and so forth. And then there is a new church, progressive, forming called the Global Methodist Church, which is going to be much more open and embracing. And, you know, my comment on this is really very simple. Now, working in Hollywood, inevitably, I have known a lot of gay people. And, you know, most of them are just plain folks, okay? And they don't rub it in your face. They're not dancing around in feathers. You know, they're typing. They're rigging lights. They're running cameras. You know, they're just people, okay? And the question that I put out to the religious institutions that are anti-gay is simply this. Where do gay people go if they want to connect with Jesus if they are not welcome here? And I think that kind of distills down the issue. Either, you know, because if you really believe that there is a God who created everything, then that God created the gay people. Okay? So, you know, you got to take that into consideration. Where are they going to go if they're not welcome here? All right? So there we are on that one. Okay, over at Seattle Children's Hospital, they have a gender clinic that is giving patients puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and gender-affirming surgeries, and the patients are as young as 9 years old, okay? And they see patients who've begun to show signs of puberty development, and they offer gender-affirming medical care, and it's terrible. You know, it's a new business opportunity. We're going to convince people they're the wrong gender, and then we're going to sell them the drugs and the surgery to turn them into something else. And, you know, it really doesn't work. You know, if you take a male dog and you cut off the genitals, you do not have a female dog. You have a male dog with anger issues. All right. Now, there's a story that came on out of Gospel News Network, my mistake. The font is really small on the screen. And it says, the tide is turning against transgender activism. And I see that as a good thing, because they weren't just trying to get acceptance for transgenderism. They were selling it as a fashion statement, as a trend. And, you know, the polls are showing, well, more and more kids are identifying as transgender. It doesn't mean they're transgender. They're just going with the flow. You know, it's cool and trendy and hip, you know, to say that you're this way. It doesn't mean that you really are. So, you know, those who genuinely are gender dysphoric, and we don't know how many genuinely are versus those who are in their cosplay mode here. Live and let live kind of an attitude. But this idea of selling this as a desirable life to young people, enough is enough. It is really where we are. Enough is enough. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing legislation to protect children from mutilation due to this transgender lunacy. And I'm absolutely supportive and in agreement with this. Because, you know, the surgery is not reversible. You can't go back. You know, you're 9 years old and your parents are liberals and they say, oh, you know, we're fashionable and trendy. We're going to have the doctor whack your pee-pee off. And then you get a little bit older and say, you know, I really miss that and I wish I could get it back. Too late. Sorry about that. So I'm in agreement. You know, I don't think this transgender surgery that should be up to the patient, and the patient should be old enough to really comprehend what it means. Doing this to children is child abuse in my mind. It's the cruelest child abuse, and the parents and the doctors who do this kind of stuff ought to be charged for child abuse here. Okay. And interestingly enough, there's a new survey. This was carried out by YouGov for the Washington Examiner. And the survey showed that a majority of Americans do not approve of teaching children in elementary school anything regarding gender identity and sexual orientation. You know, when I was a kid, you'd come back to school in September and they'd say, we're going to, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And these days you go into school in September and the teacher says, hi, we're going to talk about pronouns and my personal sexual life. And the kids out there saying, I thought we were going to learn trigonometry this year. So anyway, so the majority of the public do not like this, and yet the liberals are still pushing this. And let's be practical again here. You go through school, you learn all about the correct gender pronouns. How is that going to allow you to get a decent job, or for that matter, get into college? Now, I'm sure some colleges will say, oh, they know the correct pronouns, put them into law school. And, you know, it'll work that way. But then again, you know, if you're going to fit into society, you have to be able to contribute. You know, be a mathematician, an engineer, a scientist, an electrician, a plumber, a bricklayer, something like that. And not just run around saying, I know the correct pronouns, and I'm going to tell you how you're all living your lives wrong. Don't get a lot of pay for that. Now, a little bit of good news down in Florida. We mentioned this, I think, yesterday. More and more parents who are outraged by gender theory, transgenderism, LGBTQ, critical race theory, they are now running for the school boards, and they are winning. And down in Florida, several woke school boards have now been shifted from liberal to conservative. The liberals are having cows, or they're having veggie cows, I guess, you know, to be environmentally friendly. And, you know, they're throwing tantrums. They're being very rude and openly hostile to the conservatives who are out there saying schools should be teaching skills that will benefit our society and benefit the children. And the liberals are saying, no, we need to turn them into something else. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Primary season is coming to an end. I'm Peter Serafied with today's Liberty Minute. With primary elections nearly over and the general election fast approaching, I want to reiterate a flaw in the entire election process. Why are there any laws about primaries? The primary election is how political parties choose what candidates to place on the ballot. Political parties are private organizations. They should make their own rules. For example, if a party wants to allow independent voters to vote in their primary, it should be the party's decision, not the state government's. There are five nationally recognized political parties, but the Democrats and Republicans have been in power for so long, they have made laws specifically designed to protect their power. These private, supposedly nonprofit organizations must be afraid of open and fair competition. Find more commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And a while back, there was this unfortunate situation where Child Protective Services had an employee that was talking to a 14-year-old girl and suggested that she go into the sex trade if she wanted to have her own money and be out on her own. And the 14-year-old girl recorded the conversation on her cell phone, And, you know, the employee was eventually fired. But it's getting a little bit more complex than that because the mother reported this incident to Child Protective Services, and they sat on the story. They should have reported it to, you know, law enforcement authorities, and they didn't. They sat on it, which kind of makes you wonder how many other people in Child Protective Services are grooming kids to enter the sex trade. All right. Now, depending upon the age of consent, now the age of consent, you know, 14, very few states have age of consent at 14 or below. In other states, it's like, I think it's 15 here in Indiana. In Florida, it's 18. And so what this CPS employee was doing, in effect, was encouraging statutory rape. Okay, and I don't know. Are these the kind of people CPS is hiring? I don't want my kids, I don't have any kids, but I don't want any kids of anybody I know to be anywhere near them. All right, let's talk about white supremacy here. And just like the phrase terrorism, which got mutated to mean all kinds of things like parents standing up to school boards, white supremacy is getting the blame for a lot of stuff. And here is a list. Caring about getting the right answer in math is now considered white supremacy. A sense of urgency in satisfying work obligations is white supremacy. The nuclear family is white supremacy. Meritocracy and the Protestant work ethic are white supremacy. Avoiding conflict at work is considered white supremacy. Seeking for growth, record keeping, and documentation is white supremacy. Objectivity is white supremacy. Math professor claims equations reek of white supremacy. And the list goes on and on and on. I mean, it is really ridiculous. Medicine is white supremacy. Patriotism is white supremacy. Classical music is white supremacy. Owning dogs is white supremacy. Farmers market is white supremacy. And it's silly. It is really genuinely silly. And it's just out of control. It is really, really out of control now. So anyway, let me get on down here and hit the delete key. And there we are. Okay. New research reveals that TikTok, Instagram, and Meta can monitor your keystrokes and find passwords and credit card information. Okay. Anytime it's coming on out and say, oh, have fun here. Well, better be careful what you put out there. Anything you put on the internet, might as well have a billboard along the highway. We'll be right back after station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8255.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term food storage in the rotating sponsors' banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.